John 4 and verse 27. Just then, that is Jesus' disciples return, and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Is this verse just padding, filling in the story? Or is there something here for us? This is scripture. There is something here for us, something very precious. Just then, there's a world in those words. Just then, back in verse 4, we read now he, Jesus, had to go through Samaria. We read he came to a town called Sychar. We read in verse 6 that he was tired from his journey. We know that his disciples had gone into the town to buy food. He was alone at this well. We read in verse 7 that a Samaritan woman came to draw water. She came on her own. It was all just then, and it so happened, and it was a coincidence, and it... No. All these things may appear to be serendipity, coincidence. It just so happened, once upon a time, type of talk. But I see in this the hand of the sovereign God. Jesus was there at that appointed time. He had to go through Samaria because he wanted and he had to meet this woman. This woman came out alone. He was alone. He wanted water from the well. They stayed alone for this extended time for this conversation. And it was just then, it so happened, it just happened to occur just at that very moment that his disciples returned. When the conversation had reached this point, if they'd come 5 minutes before, they would have interrupted the conversation. If they'd come 5 minutes later, they might never have known that he talked to the woman at all. But just then, I see the hand, the sovereignty of God in all this. There's the sovereignty of God in this discourse now. Why am I on this day at this verse? Why am I speaking on this verse at this moment? How have you happened to hear it? Is it your regular custom? Have you just happened upon it? Has some friend recommended it? Did you just happen to notice it on the web or whatever? I don't know. But whatever the explanation, at this moment we're engaged in this conversation. I'm making this discourse and you're listening to it. It might be you'll be hearing it long after I've delivered this discourse. I might even be dead, and my voice be silent, but I'm speaking to you now, even now. And I see the sovereignty of God in this, the appointment of God in this. The disciples were staggered. It says surprised. Amazed. They kept on being amazed. They were staggered, surprised, amazed at it. Why? To find him talking with a woman, and a Samaritan woman at that. I've tried to point this out in the discourses, the previous discourses. But here it's highlighted again. Why was Jesus speaking in public to this woman? Why was he speaking to a Samaritan? She had raised this over and over again. Why was he doing it? Why did he have to go through Samaria? Why did he meet this woman? Because he was determined to save her. That's why it was. That was his appointment, to bring this woman, and many in the city too, as we shall see, to saving experience of himself. There's nothing surprising about this. Chapter 3 and verse 16 to 18. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. We can also say, not only was it God the Father who did this, not only will it be God the Spirit who will come and apply all this work, but God the Son so loved the world that he came into the world not to condemn, but to save. Luke 19:10, I have come to seek and to save that which was lost. I have come to Sychar to seek and to save this woman. I've spoken to her to seek and to save her. And that is what this is about. They didn't ask, but they wanted to ask, what do you want? Why are you talking with her? The answer is, I want her salvation. I want her to be saved. Oh, I hope and pray that it may be God's purpose in me delivering this discourse and you hearing it, to bring you, if you've never come before, to be saved by Jesus Christ. I've tried to discourse on this. Let me exhort you, oh, come to Christ. Let me plead with you. Do not delay. Let me try to persuade you. Think of the everlasting benefits of salvation. Let me command you, repent and believe. Let me urge you with all my power to come unto Christ. Christ came into the world. He came into the virgin's womb. He was laid in the manger. He went through life. He went to Sychar to talk to this woman. He preached. He taught. He taught parables. He healed. He raised the dead. He worked miracles. But above all, he went to Calvary and hung upon the cross and shed his blood as the sacrifice, the propitiation, to remove and bear away the wrath of God from sinners, and to convey to sinners his righteousness, and to take from them their sin, to make a sin offering, he who knew no sin. Why? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I don't believe in luck and chance, in mere coincidence. It may seem like that on the surface. I know we have our responsibilities and our duties, and we must perform them. I know it's a great mystery, but underneath it all, I see the hand and the sovereignty of God. And I say again, me delivering this brief discourse, maybe just 8 or 10 minutes, I don't know, but may it last for eternity, in that some poor sinner, you, my friend, might hear, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. So the sermon then will be, in one sense, 8 minutes. But in another sense, it will last forever and ever. Just then, his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, what do you want, or why are you talking with her? But I know the answer. I am determined to bring her to salvation. This is my love and this is my purpose. She has not chosen me, but I have chosen her. Will you choose Christ, my friend? Will you love him because he first loved you? First and foremost, will you repent and believe? And will you do so now? May God, in his sovereignty, appoint this short discourse to bring not just one, but many, many, unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to repent, believe, and turn to him, and receive him as their everlasting salvation and Savior, to bow to him and obey him in faith, all for the glory of God. What's the purpose of this discourse? Why do you want to speak? Why do you want to hear? May the answer be for the salvation of sinners and the glorification of God's name in that, and of course the edification of his people, and all I say, for his glory. Amen.